launching into the third hour of the program, which would be the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. We're always here to take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. You can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Of course, always bringing something to the table to discuss as well. Tonight, the theme has been American fear. And how scared and docile and obedient Americans are, and where that has brought us toward. We are here now because of the obedience of the American people.
I think many people haven't woken up to this idea. I think the government, you know, it's like the frog in the pot. I think that the frogs are just beginning to realize, man, they're turning the heat up.
Well, you made a point during the break, Mark, that we haven't received one single just ardent statist phone call.
You guys are disgusting. You want to see the destruction of Western civilization.
If you don't like it, leave.
Right. If you don't like America, leave. Our government is here to protect us. These people are, these big brave men and women are putting their lives on the line every day for your safety, and you ought to thank each and every one of them.
Maybe things are changing. Maybe something new is brewing out there. Maybe the civil disobedience and non-cooperation that I wish we saw more of is actually in the works. I don't know, Mark. I mean, it's certainly people are upset. People are upset with the continued intrusion of government into their lives, their personal lives, their business lives. No end to the regulations. No end to the new taxes, raised fees. Cops pulling people over for nonsense.
I think people are getting. People seem to be getting more and more disillusioned with government, at least our federal government. I don't know.
The locals with the red light cameras and things like that.
That much is true. I just heard Ron Paul on an NPR interview. And he said that the Tea Partiers out there in Washington, the ones that had been elected as Tea Party folks, that none of them voted for any kind of cut in the budget, the military budget. So, they want
no
cuts
military too big for them.
They want cuts in budget in the budget, but they only want it in the easy places to cut it. The places where, the Republican places to cut the budget.
Let's take $60 billion.
You've got to cut the 60 million's nothing.
$60 billion, I think, is what it was.
Whatever it is. You're talking about cutting the funding to NPR? Look, I don't think NPR needs government funding, and I don't think they should have it. However, you're trimming around the edges, people. Yep. You're using a scalpel when you need to take an axe.
Let's go to your phone calls, your thoughts at 800-259-9231. So continue being obedient and continue paying up and doing whatever they demand of you, or start considering saying no. As was mentioned earlier by one of our callers, the measure of a free man is whether or not he's willing to say no and accept what comes from that. Let's continue here with your calls. Joe is listening in Virginia, the Norfolk area, to WTAR. Hello, Joe.
Hello, I'm so happy to be on.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Look, I heard about the guy. He had a problem with the feds. It worked for somebody. If you watch Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo on the internet, it worked for one guy because the system could not produce the bill. They could not show that they had the right to tax you, and he won it.
Yeah, I don't remember which part of that movie it was. It's been years since I've seen it.
That was the former IRS agent, is that right?
Yes.
Joe Bannister?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Joe Bannister, that's his name.
Great movie, by the way. America, Freedom to Fascism. It is available for free to watch online. Unfortunately, Aaron Russo passed away a few years ago, but it's a great legacy on his part.
That's true. I'm new to your show, and I'm glad to have you on there.
Welcome.
And
we're glad to have you listening.
I recognize the voice of the man who said that, talking about the thumbsucker. I listen to him regularly on remnantministry.com. He's a good man to listen to. He knows a lot. And I
Mark
take
Haller.
Notes daily. I was in the library today taking notes on words that he uses. He's very informative.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue with John, listening in Clearwater to WFLA. Hello, John. John in Clearwater. Go ahead once.
I wanted to help people because they're continuously up against all this bad news, and they got to do something for themselves.
Indeed.
One thing they can do is we continuously hear that the schools aren't teaching the kids and that they're graduating people who can't read.
Sure enough.
On average, 20% nationwide.
But no, don't forget, they are teaching important things like how to obey and how to do what the state says and how to believe in the government and think that the government is here for them and that they need the government. That's what the government schools are teaching. So they are teaching things.
Right. Well, what's really important is that whether you're listening to a talk show or studying in school, never to go past a word you don't understand. Now, if you've ever gotten to the bottom of a page and you've gone, huh, what did I just read? And you feel blank, it's not the whole concept. It's a word or more than one word that you haven't understood. So you go back, find the word that you didn't get, and you look it up in a dictionary that you can understand, and you get the meaning. And then you read it again, and then it makes sense if it's something that makes sense, or you can see that it doesn't make any sense. But you understand what it's saying because you understand the words. And this is a really basic thing of study. The reason that kids in school get really rowdy and messed up is because they go past words they don't understand. Then they feel separate from the subject, and they don't want to study it anymore, even though they wanted to before. And then they want to get out of there, and they're told, no, you have to study it. So then they get upset and start fighting and doing things to the school system.
That's one reason. Another reason, it's a good reason, but there are obviously a bevy of reasons as to why young people are upset at the government schools and acting out. Another reason can be that the young person is just simply too damn smart for the class and that he understands absolutely everything that's being presented to him, and he's bored to tears, or she is bored to tears, and is acting out as a result of that just boredom.
Right, and they're being held back. Now, can I give you a free website that people can go to learn how to teach their kids to study?
By all means.
It's called volunteerministers.org. It's a free website, and there's a whole bunch
didn't
of courses
the same
on there.
One guy, didn't that last guy say mention the same website, or am I just misremembering? What is Volunteer Ministers? Is that some kind of religious site?
Yes, it's it belongs to the Church of Scientology, but it's a non. It doesn't require any particular belief. It's a help site that people can go and get free data.
So, are you a Scientologist then?
Oh yes, I am. 40 years.
Very interesting. I know some former Scientologists. I don't know any current Scientologists. What's your level? Don't they have different levels of Scientology, like the Masons?
You get a merit badge.
There are levels, but that's not really pertinent to the call.
Yeah, but I'm curious though. So I mean, please indulge me. I mean, what level are you?
Well, I don't think you would understand what level it is.
They're not numbers. Are they named, or is it like just too complicated for me to grasp?
Well, there's a thing called CLEAR, and I'm above that.
So how much money have you spent to get to the level that you're at?
What that means, I'm on staff. Means is that when you have things in your mind that are like hypnotic commands based on the experiences you've had in the past, and you get rid of those things.
I think that's a fine idea. I don't like a lot of the things that I learned in the past.
Sometimes people can be locked in by their past experiences, but
Right.
Just a point of information. You were listening and we had the gentleman on before you. Did he give the same website out? It kind of just went past me, and I didn't really register as to what he said.
I didn't understand what website he gave. I don't believe so.
I don't know if I don't know if it was like Scientologist call-in night here tonight. that there was like some sort of concerted effort between Scientologists to call in and promote the same website. But then again, as I said, I don't really recall. I have to go back and listen to the archives on that one. But
yeah,
so pitch me on your religion, man. I mean, like give me the pitch.
Well, it's basically to help people learn about themselves and to understand themselves, and it's based on the works of Mr. Hubbard, and it helps you find out what you want to know about yourself. It's different than other things because nobody tells you what you should think.
And there are space aliens involved too, right?
Sorry?
And space aliens too, right? Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. You can take control. I think they tell you about that later on, like at the higher levels or something like that.
I don't know.
Xenu, isn't that right?
That's the term.
Yeah, more coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica, the numeral 19.com.
You've heard the saying, one good thing leads to another? It's true, especially when you're talking about CentOS. Choosing CentOS for your company's rental uniform leads you to the finest service, quality, and innovation. And now it leads you to popular Carhartt-branded apparel. That's right, CentOS, the leading provider of rental uniform programs, and Carhartt, the premier brand of retail workwear, have partnered to bring you a new and exclusive offering. It's the Carhartt Rental Workwear Program, only from CentOS. You'll enjoy CentOS's weekly pickup and delivery, professional cleaning and repairs. You'll look good and feel good wearing comfortable Carhartt-branded apparel. You'll wear Carhartt to work, and CentOS will do your laundry. The Carhartt Rental Workwear Program is exclusive to CentOS. It's easy to get started. Have your company go to CentOS.com for all the details. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun, available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. Ravelyn, Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. We get a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free, features including our mobile site. You got a smartphone? Punch up m.freetalklive.com. Get access, quick access to our live streams and our podcast. That's msnmobile.freetalklive.com.
Imagine opening your front door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief, the criminal who wasn't content to steal from your bank accounts or use your credit cards. This guy knows where you live, and he's taking out your house and watching your family. That's what Fox News reported on about one woman. Fortunately, she had advanced warning from LifeLock. She said without LifeLock, she wouldn't have known the thieves were coming, and added LifeLock services are legit, they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. I don't want you to suffer the personal financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use and that Ian use. LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. Join me in my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to secure you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. Call 800-242-2693. 800-242-2693.
Now remember, it's important to point out that if you don't call that number to get LifeLock, if you go through some other route like their website, Free Talk Live will not get credit for it.
Also, you won't get the 60 days bonus.
That's true.
800-242-2693.
All right, so we continue here. You can take control of the airwaves. But just a few thoughts real quick. By the way, I did review the archive a moment ago just to see if those two callers had mentioned the same website, and no, they did not. The first caller mentioned some Christian site, it was Remnant Ministry or something like that, and then the other guy, the Scientologist guy, mentioned volunteerministers.org.
So they sound similar.
Yeah, right. Just two minister websites within two minutes of one
set
another.
Set off an alarm. Sometimes we will get people doing these sort of call-in campaigns.
Coordinated calls, yeah.
Coordinated calls.
Yeah, very interesting. I don't think we've had a Scientologist call the show in a long time.
Sounded like he knew what he was talking about.
He's on staff.
Yeah.
And he's in Clearwater. Isn't it based out of Clearwater? So yeah.
I don't know where it's based out of.
There's a big church up there, though, right?
Big building.
So went to the website during the break there, and it was a big difference between the Christian site. Like, the Christian site was just kind of this static page. The Scientologists have this flash animation, and it's
nice
really, really fancy looking. I just thought it was interesting, though, when I was asking him just some basic questions. Like, wasn't really too forthcoming, was he? I asked him how much money he'd spent to become the level that he's at, because there's different levels that you achieve.
He said he was on staff, and if you're on staff, you probably get either a discount or you get them for free, I would think.
Well, you have to get to a certain point before you're going to be allowed on staff.
That's true.
Right? So it's my understanding that the Scientology religion is very, very fee-oriented, that in order to advance to whatever the next level is, you've got to pay up. You've got to have the money to do it. It's not about your dedication to the ideas or your loyalty to the church or whatever.
I think that they give you opportunities to work within the organization.
Is that right? Like scrubbing the floor or something like
that? I don't know the answer.
Work off the cash. Either way, you're working for the money that you normally
pay. Lots of people work for their churches.
Yeah, which that's their business, Mark. I just think it's kind of interesting, isn't it, that they charge people money to move up the levels. I'd be interested in hearing from a former Scientologist. I know that there are some of them that I've met personally in the Liberty Movement, people that Paul, the guy that gave us a ride out in Los Angeles, he was telling us about how he used to be a Scientologist. And
well, some people have good experiences, some people have bad experiences inside any organization. I think it's always interesting. Whenever it comes to organized religion, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Because it always seems like they're trying to sell you something. I tend to think they all are kind of like that.
You know, you're right. Certainly, there's no doubt about it. But I think the Christian religion is certainly, they're more accepting generally of people just showing up and being a part of their religion and not trying to ply them with a sales kit.
Well, they won't do the one-on-one generally. But when you're sometimes ministers will stand up there and people, I've got to have them. We got to have the money. We got to have the kind of folds, not the kind of the jingles. And they'll do a real pitch up there from the from the altar. So, I think that a one-on-one sales situation tends to bring, to be more successful. But
one of the worst things about the Scientologists is that they are very sue-happy, constantly suing people who are doing things like critiquing them or releasing information about their religion that's supposed to be hush-hush, like talking about Xenu or whatever. I don't have the examples of the lawsuits in front of me right now, but it's kind of one of the things they're known for is using the auspices of the state to go after the people with whom they disagree. And that's just, I think, generally very distasteful to me. But then again, there's plenty of Christians that support war, so like...
Plenty of Christians will sue people, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that Christians, a lot of the Christians are any better, but nonetheless. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Organized religion is just people telling each other stories to me.
Yeah, we continue here. You can bring up anything that you want, and we'll talk to, I believe we have Jay, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Jay.
Yes, guys, I have a story I'd like to share with you. Are you there?
Right here, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, I got you. I'd like to share this story with you guys and your listeners. My wife and I moved from Myrtle Beach up into North Carolina. We kind of moved out in the country. I bought a piece of land from a friend of mine. Live out in the country, grow your garden in case the, what hits the fan.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so I go online and find out, what we got to do about getting the cars registered and getting the license, this and that, and found out that I had to, first of all, I had to get a driver's license changed. So we go down to the county seat, got there, I guess about Thursday, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we walk in, there's nobody there, we're the only ones there. So we walked on into to an office. And there's two women there behind desk. And let me set the scene here for you. Anyway, one lady there, I walked up to her desk. She, I guess, was maybe, probably early 60s to middle 60s. And she had kind of short hair. The other lady there, another desk, she was probably maybe in her early 40s and was more kind of queen size. The other lady was kind of slim.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they both had on uniforms. And the uniforms, I believe, are gray. And they had on these little short ties, or neckties. Now, they came down about halfway down to their waist there in front. It's kind of strange looking. Yeah.
And which bureaucracy was this again?
This is Whiteville, North Carolina, in the great state of North Carolina.
But was it DMV or county?
DMV, yes.
Okay,
DMV, yeah. Okay, but anyway, like I said, here's these two ladies sitting in there, with these uniforms on. And what kind of got me, was the neckties that kind of came kind of halfway down their to their waist, But anyway, so the one kind of queen size lady, I started off the conversation. I must have said something wrong because she set me straight right quick. And then the other lady, the older lady, we wanted to get our driver's license taken. We have to take another test. Now, I've been driving since 1964.
Take another test? I have never heard of this.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have to take a written test in North Carolina, but they are kind enough to let you out taking a driver's test.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we have to take a written test, okay? And I've been driving since I was 16 years old, 1964. Never had an accident in my life. I think I've had 2 speeding tickets, no alcohol-related stops or nothing like that. My wife about the same, yeah?
So there's more to your story, yes?
Oh, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. We'll bring you back here in a moment. You can finish it up in just a bit. 800-259-9231. We'll find out what else happened inside the North Carolina DMV. 1-800-259-9231 with the ladies with the funny ties. You can take control and bring up whatever you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to our website where you'll experience the features there for free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business that want to charge you for their sites and their features like their webcams. They give it away. You can just go and watch at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact because we built in a chat room into the same page, so you can talk to some of our other listeners at the same time that you are watching and listening to the show. cam.freetalklive.com gets you there, and again, it's free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Thanks to Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers at up to 99% off of list price. They are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They have great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches, too. In stock, ready to ship. The overnight delivery. It's memoriesdealers.com.
So the government rules and hoops never end. We're talking with Jay about his experience from leaving South Carolina, moving up to North Carolina, and trying to figure out how to get all legal up there. And so it went into the DMV. In order to take care of whatever business that they would demand that he take care of. And you said that they demanded that you take another driver's test, not the actual driving portion, but a written test. And you discovered this when you had entered the office and were talking with a couple of ladies, one in her 60s, another in her 40s, and wearing silly ties. So go ahead with the rest of your story.
But anyway, we're standing there in front of these very intimidating state employees. And I'm looking around to see if maybe I can see a picture of Hitler or maybe Mao Zedong or something on the wall there, you know.
Or at least George Bush or Obama. I mean,
I didn't see any
killer for another.
But anyhow, back to the story. But anyway, so we're standing there, and she says, the older lady, well, the one lady over there, she was kind of tubby, and her her tie was kind of almost sticking straight out there. But anyway, she said something about the lady that I was talking with, the older lady. She said she wanted to see my license, so I showed her my license. And she said, now, what does this W stand for? And I told her what it stood for. And she said, well, I'm not going to be able to believe that. She said, you're going to have to bring in your original Social Security card.
The W being your middle initial?
My middle initial. And I told her what my middle initial stood for. And she said she couldn't take my word for that I would have to bring in my my original Social Security card. Now, luckily, I've got my original Social Security card. I don't know how. I got it when I was 14 years old. My wife doesn't
have it. Now, is it one of those original cards where it actually says on there not to be used for identification purposes?
Yes, sir. That's the same one. It certainly is. You're absolutely right. Yeah, but anyway, she's telling me this, that I'm going to have to bring original Social Security card in. And if it has a W instead of my middle name spelled out, that I will have to bring in my original birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm going to find that, I have no idea. But anyway, make a long story short, my wife and I, we didn't know where to be intimidated or laugh about the whole thing. I about started busting out laughing, to tell you the truth.
Laugh at them. I mean, because they want you to be scared. They want you to be intimidated. And few things upset these government people more, these officious bureaucrats more, than being laughed about, than being poked fun at, and having their processes, their serious processes, not taken seriously. It's very upsetting to me.
Yeah, you know, it is really silly, like as if you're trying to steal the identity of another guy with the same name as yours, only, you know, his middle name begins with W, but it's not the same as yours. I mean, I just don't know what they're trying to prove.
Jay, anything else you want to share?
I don't know either, but anyway, like I said, what we're going to do, we're just going to go to another county so we can find an agency, somebody there that is more friendly or more kind in general. I mean, why couldn't the people welcome, number one, why couldn't they welcome us to North Carolina to start with, okay? Why couldn't they have done that, yeah? But like I said, right. This thing is just ridiculous. I thought, you and your listeners...
Thanks for sharing that tonight. I really appreciate the story. Yeah, welcome to North Carolina. Now bend over and obey. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
I always love the signs when you drive in on the interstate to any state, generally, except for New Hampshire, mostly. But, they've got the welcome to... whatever state. Mm-hmm. And then make sure to buckle your seatbelt. Dumping is a $500 fine. Yeah. Driving with while intoxicated.
Fireworks are prohibited.
Yeah. Threat after threat after threat. You know, on a sign right after the welcome to.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Roger, listening in Yakima to KBBO. Hello, Roger.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about my father-in-law, who's in his 90s now. He retired at 62, and at least three or four times in the last three decades, he has been pulled over by officers of the law, state, city, county, and he says, well, don't write that ticket in a dollar amount. Just write how many days I got to go to jail. And he's walked away from two of them. He went to court twice, and they said, well, you're really serious about this, aren't you? And he said, yes, I am, and he walked away from those as well.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, oftentimes they really want the money. They don't want to put you in the jail and have to feed you bologna sandwiches for three or four days. And, you know, that's what it oftentimes comes down to. When I get a ticket, I attempt to not fight it. If you're in some other state.
To not fight it?
Excuse me, to not pay it, but to fight it. But if I'm in some other state or something like that, I'll often just go ahead and do it. But, it's kind of what you have to do, is you have to go in with the idea that, I don't mind county jail for three or four days.
Well, he actually told a judge one time, he says, just tell me how many days it is. He says, I brought my toothbrush. And they threw it out. I mean, seriously. And stay patrolling, following too close. Stay patrolling, stopped. And he said, just tell me how many days. He didn't even get the ticket. So.
Oh, it's incredible. That is incredible. I love that approach. I have never heard that one before.
I haven't either. I'm very impressed.
Yeah, the cops are going to be completely bewildered with that. I mean, they've never heard someone say that to them before if somebody were to take that approach. They don't know. They wouldn't know what to say.
He did. I'm so proud of him, and I wish more of us had the courage. I'm not sure I do, but I wish we had the courage to do that.
Well, let me tell you for that jail. You might as well go live in it for a couple of days.
Great story, man. Thank you for a call. I know you were on hold for a little while, and thanks for calling back with that. It was well worth it, and I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. Wow, yeah, I love it. That's great. And by the way, as far as the courage is concerned, courage is contagious. When somebody stands up and acts like a free human being,
it's easier for the next person to stand up.
Yeah, and does something like his dad did. It shows the way. It shows the path is clear, that it's not as scary as they want you to think that it is. And if you're willing to accept whatever those consequences are, like his dad was, he was willing. I got my toothbrush. Let's go. You know, you can't do anything. Or like the guy that was in the Laos prison, you know, prisoner of war there. There's nothing that could scare that guy. He's been through the worst.
Yeah.
So
probably broke his legs.
Once you accept what could come, they don't have anything over you anymore. As long as you have come to that point where it's like, okay, whatever. You do what you must, but I'm not going to pay you. I'm not going to enhance your ability to do this to somebody else by voluntarily giving of my money that I've worked hard for to give to you and your bureaucratic system, so you can just keep on rolling this ball, snowball down the hill, and keep, you know, picking people up in it and ruining their lives. I'm not going to play a part in it. Go ahead, put me in jail. They don't have anything over you at that point. You will not be rehabilitated by spending that time in jail, because you wanted it. It's just so powerful. It's such a powerful position from which to come. And taking a position like that encourages others. So that's what we've seen happen here in New Hampshire. As liberty-minded people have come here, there's a lot of political success that has been going on, and we can tell you about that later. It's incredible that the political successes have been great. And hopefully these two tactics will combine together, where on one hand you've got people doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience and kind of gumming up the system, and on the other hand, the political guys trying to make the system less aggressive in the first place, so fewer people have the chance at all to even gum it up. So I hope they really start to gel, I think, over time. But my point on courage is that you've got to set an example for people.
But I love the way he says, I brought my toothbrush.
Yeah.
You know, I'm if you're standing in a courtroom, or you're standing there with the the police officer, you've got the toothbrush as a
you could probably get that through security.
As a prop.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's incredible. But yeah, you've got
to
show
you go to court for a ticket and you bring your toothbrush with you. Well, you know, it says to them, look, I'm not writing you a check today.
Yeah, I love it. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, and when you stand up, other people will see that they can stand up too. And then when more people stand up, that'll encourage more to do so, and then we'll have the snowball effect. It's Free Talk Live.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011 we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
It's the shirt you wear most, an essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt, and for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more, but we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs, or our traditional street collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and Biggins all sizes, with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today, and you'll also receive free monogramming, an $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White 10-Point Oxford Dress Shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live moments remain. Enough time maybe for your call and thoughts. If you're already on hold, then you might have a chance. If you're not, well, you might have to wait until Monday night, and we'll be back to do more of this stuff. We do it all the time. You can, of course, visit us online at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show, become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. AMP means that you send in $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or Visa, MasterCard, right on our website. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, get on more great radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of liberty, and at the same time, expose ourselves to really great ideas like that last call, man. That's awesome. So I think I might even make a blog post about that at freekeen.com because it was so brilliant. Anyway, so yeah, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there, and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, and more. Again, amp.freetalklive.com.
You know, if you get a ticket, like this guy was talking about, another thing that'll help you out is jurisdictionary.com. It's a course that I have gotten. It's 4 CDs, and it will show you how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to make motions, and all the things that you need to do in order to, you know, make it in court, because you can't just wander in and expect things to go well for you. Jurisdictionary.com gives you the information that you should have been given in school. This is like this is the education you should have got in the legal system. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It works in all 50 states, the federal courts. As a matter of fact, it works in courts all around the world, any of them that are based on the English common law system. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average 8th grader could go through the complete 4 CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. Again, it's jurisdictionary.com.
Let's go back to your phone calls about what you want. Ladies first. Lee is listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Lee.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Just super, Lee. What's on your mind tonight?
I guess I just need your opinion. I own a piece of property that's been in my family since 1839.
Mm.
And over the years, it has been sold to one person, and then we managed to buy a piece of it back.
Okay.
Well, about 40 years ago, the road went from a dirt road to a two-lane road, and through that area, it has now become the main highway. And that road separates half of my property from the other half.
Okay.
And the other half is on the river. And for 30 years, we've been trying to stop people from trespassing on our property.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops would never come out because cops are elected. Okay, the sheriff's elected.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to go out and run off any of the local folks.
Mm.
They want to be able to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah, they're
going to
fish.
So now they're suing me. And
who's they?
Well, the attorney, the county attorney for that county, has filed a lawsuit and put an ad in the paper wanting people to come forward who have been using the property. They say they're going to take it by a prescriptive easement.
Yeah, they're going to say that because people have been getting away with using it for so long that it is now public property.
Oh, my gosh.
Effectively public property.
Right, but see, the sheriff would never come out and run people off.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. It's,
for
it's,
years, that's what we tried to do.
Wow, so and even though you tried to use the system that was supposedly set up to so-called protect you, they're now turning it against you and saying, well, you haven't run these people off on your own, so it's ours now.
Well, we would go down there and run them off, and then some of them would gang up on us and threaten to beat us up. And wait a minute, I'm 60 years old.
Oh.
For the last 4 years, I've been down there personally telling people that they can't be on the property. I have been spit on.
Oh.
I had one woman threaten to beat my bleep bleep.
Mm-hmm.
I had another man try to run over me in a truck.
Jeez.
And do cops do anything? No. They come out and they take a report. And and the people are still there.
Mm.
But then again, the sheriff has told the cops that my calls are the last on the list.
Yeah, lowest priority.
Right. So, you guys got any advice?
Jeez. I don't. The only thing you can do, and this is not going to be cost effective, is to hire a security company that would somehow keep people off. But it's pathetic. I mean, these people that you're forced to pay, I don't know how much do you pay in property taxes just on that one piece of property that they're not protecting.
Oh please. We're looking at least $200 a month.
Jeez.
But now let me tell you something.
$2,400
a year.
Before you go on, imagine if you had that $200 a month back. Now, do you live on this property?
It's a vacation property.
Yeah, so you don't even live there. You're paying that $200 a month is going to pay for police services, schools you don't use, mm-hmm. all kinds of stuff. If you had that $200 that you don't use, if you had that $200 a month back, you could actually hire a security company that would, in fact, keep people off that property.
Oh, well, let me tell you something that's really, it's only 1 acre. But if they get what they want, my property will be worthless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nobody will buy my property.
Yep.
Right, well, because
there will be
hundreds
of people that they would have to deal with in their front yard.
Yep.
They're going to take the part of the property that's by the river, too, right? So
right.
The most valuable
yeah.
part.
Right. Right. That's the part
Gosh.
They want.
That's what's valuable.
There is no solution here. I mean,
the reason they want it is because a tubing company wants to get out there.
Oh, really?
And that's his friend who's the county attorney and suing me.
Jeez.
So, I mean, they're trying
it's
to take
the good
it away
old boys network.
Business. Yeah, they're trying to take it away from us. We've had it for, like I said, over 150 years to give it to a business.
You know, your story rings very familiar. We had a lady call, and thank you for the call tonight, by the way. Your story rings very familiar. We had a lady in Maine have a similar situation where the good old boys were working against her. And,
yeah.
you know, it was just, what do you do in that situation?
Right.
You're not in the in crowd, and so you're screwed.
And you look at this situation, people say, well, you got to pay property taxes. I mean, how else are, you know, is X going to get done? Well, look at this. This lady's paying for government protection for her property, and they're doing exactly the opposite. Tell me that these people aren't simply the most successful organized crime syndicate in that given geographic area.
Yep.
That's all they are. I'm sorry, the government, whether you like it or not, the government is organized crime that flies flags out in front of their offices.
So sad. There, all you could do in that case is, like you said, Mark, hire a security company, but that's not going to stop them from selling the property taking the property or hire an attorney.
The prescriptive easement they would have to show in a court of law, assuming that this isn't part of the good old boy network, too, and I absolutely believe that they are, but they have to show that she was allowing people to go on the property. If she was attempting to get people off over time, then they wouldn't be able to do that.
Maybe get a video camera out, and next time you chase people off, then we could show that in court. But you're right, Mark. If the court's being run by one of the good old boys who plays golf with the other guys, then that's that. Case closed. You're done.
If you could hire a private security company, guy comes out there with a little fake badge and their little security badges and a gun on his hip, he's not going to have the problem that she did.
Let's continue here, see if we can get a few more thoughts in. Your thoughts are welcome. I would say the only thing you can do there is get the heck out. I mean, she's not even living there, so that's
sad,
good.
Sad.
But when the
family's
odds are...
owned that property for 150 years.
Yeah. When the odds are against you like that, when the old boys are against you, there's nothing you can do. They've got control over the men with guns, and they win. So get together with other like-minded people if you love the ideas of liberty, and then maybe we can change this situation. But it's not going to happen next year, and it's not going to happen the year after that. It's going to take time. We continue, though, with let's talk to, I believe we've got Steve listening in Charleston through WVTS. Hello, Steve. Steve in West Virginia.
Buddy.
Hey there. Go ahead.
How you doing, man?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, there's a lot of people that make a whole bunch of money during the year. And, I understand a lot of people have lost their jobs recently and they can't make bills and can't make ends meet. And people are on unemployment and blah, 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 things of that nature. I just called in to put in my 2 cents.
Okay.
Because I've been making less than $20,000 in my entire adult life, professionally.
Wow.
And I'm raising 2 kids, and I have a wife.
Wow.
And she does not work.
Whew.
I have absolutely no government assistance. I have never had government assistance. There's always food on my table. There's always water in the spigots. There's always juice in the electric. And there's always something to eat.
It's impressive. Are you very frugal?
Intensely.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, we spend our money where it needs to be spent.
You spend what you earn, and you don't, or you save. You have some savings, or you don't spend beyond what you earn. You don't have. Do you have debt?
Not anymore. I actually just finished paying off my debt about a year ago.
Absolutely great. Well, now, what was the debt? Was it credit cards, or do you have your own house?
Actually, it was. I hate saying this because it's a stereotype people from West Virginia, but I have a trailer.
Hey, man, they're cheap.
Hey, you're living cheap somehow, and, it doesn't really matter what kind of domicile you live in.
We're short on time. Are you living in a trailer park or on your own property somewhere?
I've got 2 acres of my own. I've paid for it, paid $12,000 for the trailer, got an old car that works fine, and
that's
everything works great.
That's the way to go. If you're going to have a trailer, get it out of that park, because parks are just going to suck you dry from cash. We're out of time. I wish we could talk to you more. Call us back on Monday night. We'll talk to you then. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
We the people grow cotton, we fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.